It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We're playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country. And Sydney's five-piece pop rockers, Johnny Hunter, they've got a brand new EP coming out, Early Trauma. And one of the lead singles from it is Try As You May. I'm catching up with Nick from Johnny Hunter. Nick, thanks for coming on Ausmade.
No worries, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're going fine down here. I broadcast out of Tassie, so our borders are pretty shut. Are you in Sydney at the moment?
Yes, I am. Yep, I'm in Glebe at the moment.
Okay, how are you finding it up there?
Pretty much the same. Everything's closed down.
Yep.
I'm just trying to get as much fresh air and exercise as I possibly can within reason.
What are you finding yourself doing whilst you're in your isolation?
I'm just writing and listening to a lot of music and reading, trying to just better myself. I'm taking the next couple of months to try and, it's like kind of like a restart, I guess.
Yeah, it's like forced leave, isn't it? Particularly for us creatives.
It is.
It gives us that forced opportunity just to actually slow down a bit.
Totally.
Just getting amongst your band members, a lot of bands are having a problem with.
I know. Well, we're doing Zoom calls and that's the best thing you can do, but it's hard to catch a vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we've got the EP coming out with Early Trauma and the lead single from it with Try As You May. How are you finding having new music out at this time?
It's actually really productive for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's making it a hell of a lot easier to be in isolation because there's actually things happening around it. I don't know what I'd be doing if the song hadn't have come out. I think I would have been bored out of my mind.
And how did it come about?
We just kind of were writing together and we were in a share house in Redfern. Mm-hmm. Our friend lived there. And we were just seeing what we could write. And that came up. I guess it was from like past experiences that all of us had shared in heartbreak and loss. It reflected the kind of place that you find yourself in, a limbo, I guess, when you're going through those periods.
How would you describe the sound of Johnny Hunter? Because listening to it myself, I can hear a few influences that I think. But what would you, Nick, say?
We're influenced by, I mean, I guess you can see there's a bit of Joy Division, a bit of New Order. There's also Gary Numan.
Yes.
Susie and the Banshees, Nick Cave going around in the corner. Also, we're big fans of Lorde and her pop sensibility with everything. Yeah, we love how she writes her songs and how she conveys her ideas.
Was it a genre that you always thought that you guys were going to get into, or it just kind of came about? You all had a passion for it?
Yeah, we always had a passion for it. We kind of grew up on that kind of music.
Yeah.
And new wave and post-punk has always been around in the house. And I just love listening to it. I love finding new albums as well.
Now, a huge part of Johnny Hunter is also the live performances. You guys have done heaps of stuff, even as big as like Big Sound and Mountain Sounds. What were you looking forward to for 2020? Did you have a few things that you've had to reschedule?
Yeah, we had a couple of tours lined up and that sort of thing. We just had to reschedule it. And silver lining is everyone's going through the same thing, I guess.
Well, at least throughout this time, you've still got some more things to look forward to, particularly with the EP coming out and new music.
Yeah. Well, I think around July or June is the EP. There should be about 3 new tracks. That even if you've been to the live show, you haven't heard them before. So we're really excited to get them out.
And how did you guys get together for Johnny Hunter?
We were all living in Wollongong at one point in our lives, studying, working or living there. And we kind of were like in different projects and they all fizzled out. And we came together and we formed Johnny Hunter. We played some songs in a room and we were like, we vibe it.
And now you actually recorded this one in a Sharp Recording Studios working with some ARIA award-winning friends of yours. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We just went down there and Adrian is a really, really, really good producer. He's a bit of a genius. Anything that we kind of come to him with an idea or anything, he's just all over it. And he can just turn anything into such a big sound. And that's crucial for the kind of music that we want to make. He's like an oracle.
Yeah. Well, he's done amazing things for Gang of Youth, particularly in the last two years with a bit of a resurgence with those guys. Where can we find all the info for Johnny Hunter?
We've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music.
Well, are you guys doing any live stuff? Are you able to? You're doing your Zoom call. Can you do any live things on social media?
We've got a few things lined up in the works at the moment. I can't say much about it, but there should be a few things coming out.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
And in the meantime, we'll just have to play Try As You May on repeat until that EP comes out with Early Trauma.
Do it.
Awesome, mate. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to play it right now for you, Nick. Thanks so much.
Sweet.
From Johnny
no worries,
Hunter
mate.
For joining
Thank
us
you.
Here on Ausmade.
Thanks, mate. I'm Johnny Hunter, and this is Try As You May.